from the hullabaloo and TulaneHullabaloo.com. Black students, allies, demand racial equality. Written Thursday, November 19th, 2015, by Emily Carmichael, print news editor. As administrators across the country at schools like the University of Missouri and Claremont McKenna are stepping down, Tulane University students are standing up. Tulane Black Student Union and Students Organizing Against Racism hosted a call for unity to address the experiences of black students and other students of color with racism in the Tulane community. More than 350 students gathered for the rally at 4 p.m. Wednesday in Pocket Park outside the Lavin Burnick Center. I've been here 32 years, and I've never seen this kind of cooperation and collaboration, Assistant Vice President for Student Affairs Carolyn Barber Pierre said. Senior Ryan Hitchens presented opening remarks at the rally, mentioning Tulane in context of other universities at which events centered around race have recently occurred. The intent of this dialogue is to prompt a response that will bridge the gap between the university and black students, he said during the event. We stand with black student activists and their allies across the nation at University of Missouri, Yale University, Princeton University, NYU, and other institutions. We stand with these students that are committed to making institutions of higher learning more equitable for all marginalized groups. At the rally, TBSU and SOAR announced a list of demands, which included wanting President Michael Fitz, to call for the Tulane administration to make their institution a safe space for minority populations. Quote, after the recent and continuous events of racism, microaggressions, marginalization, and the general neglect of black students on Tulane's campus, Tulane's Black Student Union, with the help and support of Students Organizing Against Racism, has come up with the following condensed list of demands to be immediately addressed by President Michael Fitz and his administration. Junior and TBSU Vice President for Programming Alex Williams said before reading the demands. This is not the first time the Tulane black community has presented demands to the school's administration. On August 23, 1968, the African American Congress of Tulane, an African American rights organization on campus, developed an agenda called Order of Discourse that contained demands for the university to address its own systemic racism. The first item on TBSU's and SOAR's list, presented on Wednesday, calls for the administration to meet the demands from 1968. The demands from 1968 called for more black faculty, funds for a black cultural center, and a minimum of 100 black students per new freshman class. In 2015, 212 of Tulane's 6,394 full-time undergraduates are African American, making up 3% of the population, according to the Tulane University Registrar. Quote, that activism from 1968 eventually turned into what became the Office of Multicultural Affairs, but the O is severely underfunded, Williams said. We have a ridiculously small space. There aren't enough staff members here. Other student organizations that focus on race spoke at the rally in solidarity with black students. Students representing Muslim, Latino, and white students expressed their commitment to join with other students to change the systems that propel racism within the Tulane community. Because of the different manifestations of racism across non-white groups, historically there has been division across all races, said Junior Ana de Santiago from Generating Excellence Now and Tomorrow in Education co-president. Only in recognizing these differences can we truly begin to understand and dismantle the way racism operates in conjunction with white supremacy. President Fitz spoke twice at the call for unity. He addressed posts on the anonymous social media site Yik Yak, regarding race in his, quote, The View from Gibson on Friday. The same email previewed the call for unity. Quote, it is very clear that there are a number of students who feel deeply pained by their experiences here at Tulane and have experienced racist comments, and really, they don't feel welcome and respected here, Fitz said in an interview after the address. I applaud the incredible passion and dedication. And they did a phenomenal job of not only bringing the students here, but articulating the need for Tulane to be more welcoming and supportive of all students. For senior Rachel Clayton, the timing of this event, in the wake of anti-racism demonstrations across the country and the failure of past attempts at change, have created concerns about following through with action. Quote, I think there's going to be change, and I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow, Clayton said. I feel like we're going to wait it out. The truth is, this is only being addressed in the wake of what's happening at Mizzou. I doubt if otherwise you'd be standing here today. So I'm scared that it's much like everything, it fizzles out, like Ferguson blows over, like Trayvon Martin blows over. Despite attempts at change in the past that have left minority students still unsatisfied and wary, students and administrators alike signaled that hope can be found in a resolute commitment of the community members to work together to dismantle racism. Quote, there are other institutions who are a lot further because they've made the commitment. They've really sat down and listened, Barbara Pierre said. I just think we've got a ways to go. We've got some work to do. If we can do it collaboratively, I think we're going to move a lot quicker. We're going to move in a lot more efficient way than we've done in the past. The undergraduate student government passed a resolution affirming the work that TBSU and SOAR have done and the necessity of this work on campus. The demands presented at the call for unity and a petition are available online. As Tulane's minority students stand in solidarity with each other, they recognize that they also stand in solidarity with those who came before them and those who follow. As they echo the demands from 1968, they continue a fight that began long before their time, a fight they hope they will finish. Quote, this isn't a one-day thing, said Santiago. It's a process, a healing process for students of color, for black students, a process of starting a conversation that can change the way we treat each other at Tulane. Associate News Editor Alexa Christensen and Senior Staff Reporter David Prada contributed to this report. You can find the petition online at change.org, the Tulane Black Student Union's list of demands. From that list of demands, we can now read. Petitioning President Michael Fitz and the Tulane University Administration, the Tulane Black Student Union's list of demands from November 2015. After the recent and continuous events of racism, microaggression, marginalization, and neglect of black students on Tulane's campus, Tulane's Black Student Union, with the assistance of SOAR, has come up with the following list of concerns to be addressed and met by the administration of Tulane and President Michael Fitz. We would want to work collaboratively and in a transparent effort to create an effective mechanism to address these issues. Failure to address these concerns in a timely manner will result in further student unrest. Recruitment and marketing. Admissions. We are concerned that Tulane University has not taken the steps necessary to make itself attractive to the many talented and qualified students of color who attend college each year. Tulane University should recruit in accessible locations that students of color can attend, hire student of color staff to the admissions recruitment team, increase efforts to recruit from New Orleans and regional high schools beyond Posse and College Track programs, i.e. Upward Bound. Develop student of color financial aid and scholarship programs, including an emergency fund to support first-generation, low-income, and undocumented students. Increase numbers of students of color as Green Wave ambassadors to do campus tours. We are concerned with the fact that many administrators, specifically admissions, refer predominantly to Tulane's diversity being geographic. We do not support the continued use of the phrase geographical diversity and the constant pursuit of such racial minority exclusive phrasing to minimize the detrimental lack of racial and class diversity. On education. Courses. As an educational institution, we expect Tulane to make use of current faculty and hire additional faculty to teach classes that will address the structural racism that exists on and off campus. Trainings. We are concerned that faculty, staff, and students lack a basic understanding of what racism is and how it manifests on a daily basis. Tulane could address this by expecting that all faculty, staff, and students receive basic cultural competency training in the form of the Undoing Racism Workshop. All faculty, staff, and students should be required to have basic understanding of racism by attending an Undoing Racism training in their first year at Tulane. All other staff should be required to attend this workshop within 1 year. Service learning. Given that Tulane University mandates that all students enter the city of New Orleans to learn from its residents while providing service, we are concerned that the students of Tulane are not properly educated to work across racial and class differences. Tulane should fulfill its ideological commitment to the city of New Orleans by providing all students with appropriate and practical skills about the city before entering its communities. Support services. Africana Studies. We are concerned that Tulane University does not value the Africana Studies program, one of the main units on campus that is dedicated to teaching about race and issues of racism. We expect Tulane University to demonstrate a commitment to ending racism on campus by supporting these academic programs that research and teach about these issues. Africana Studies should be a department, not a program, with appropriate resources to teach about the significance of race, racism, and the African diaspora. The O. We are concerned that Tulane University has not appropriately allocated resources to the Office of Multicultural Affairs, one of the main locations on campus where marginalized students feel supported. Currently, there is little space and few staff to support over 22 different communities of students on campus. The O should have at least one dedicated staff member who conducts trainings for the entire university throughout the year. The O should receive funding for 4 full-time staff members, with at least 2 of those positions being entry-level. The O should have increased physical space to hold the different communities it supports. Continuing studies. We are concerned that Tulane University actively discriminates against students in the School of Continuing Studies by disallowing them from participating in key communities, housing and residence life, and Riley Recreation Center. Tulane should demonstrate its commitment to inclusivity by ensuring that students enrolled in continuing studies, many of whom are students of color, can have equal opportunities as those who live on campus. Accountability. We are concerned that Tulane students are not held accountable for creating a racist and hostile climate. The institution should support its black students and students of color by condemning actions that are not conducive to the values that the university claims to stand for, i.e., equality, diversity, and inclusion. Students who post hate speech, threaten members of one race, or post racial slurs such as the one found on Yik Yak or any form of social media should be investigated and held accountable for their actions by the university. Greek organization parties such as Old South and Dranksgiving that encourage exclusion, appropriation, and racism should not be tolerated by Tulane. The administration must begin to include questions about the racial climate of classrooms in course evaluations and develop a bias reporting system on racial discrimination with an annual report on the state of race relations on campus to be released to the entire Tulane community. The administration must undertake the development of racial competence and difference training, as well as accountability systems for all Tulane affiliates, with the assistance of the Office of Multicultural Affairs and its student leaders. Personnel issues. Recruiting, hiring, and retention practices. We are concerned that Tulane does not have a commitment to recruiting, hiring, and retaining black faculty, staff, and administrators. The majority of people of color who work on Tulane's campus are in service positions, serving our food, cleaning our dorms, processing paperwork. The majority of people in decision-making and faculty positions are white. Tulane should demonstrate their commitment to inclusivity by hiring a diversity of faculty, staff, and administrators. Students of color, and black students in particular, should be on hiring committees for all high-level administrative positions, including, but not limited to, the provost, admissions, athletics, continuing studies, deans, and the new chief of police. The following areas which lack diversity must be diversified: admissions, CAPS, and financial aid. Treatment of staff of color. We are concerned that Tulane University actively discriminates against service workers on its campus by denying them the benefits that other staff and faculty are given. Tulane does not offer a tuition waiver to the people who keep the school running. Tulane should demonstrate its commitment to race and class diversity by equally offering tuition waivers to all the people who work full-time at the university, including DTZ and Sodexo workers, allowing DTZ and Sodexo workers to ride the university shuttles to and from work. We are concerned that Tulane University regularly enters into contracts that promote systematic racism and class barriers. We believe Tulane could make a different choice in terms of how it allocates resources and negotiates with contractors. As the largest employer of the residents of New Orleans, employees who are predominantly black and Latino, Tulane University should demonstrate its commitment to equity by ensuring that contract workers are paid a true living wage. And that is the list of demands from the Tulane Black Student Union, posted to change.org on November 2015, petitioning President Michael Fitz and the Tulane University Administration.